presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton who has come to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, race a speeding bullet to its target, who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. Returning home from the South on the Atlantic Railroad's cracked Thunderbolt Express, Kent and young Jimmy Olsen run into a mysterious adventure. A moment after they notice two automobiles racing along the highway adjoining the railroad tracks, a package containing $5 million in stolen crown jewels is hurled through the window of the compartment adjoining theirs, a compartment occupied by a young girl. Kent, unseen, recovered the jewels, and suspecting they were hurled from one of the speeding cars, flew back along the track to see what he could learn. In the meantime, the Yellow Mask, international criminal who is after the gems, has boarded the train, questioned the girl, and learned that Kent and Jimmy occupy the next compartment. As our story continues today, Jimmy, alone in the compartment with only the porter, stares at the dark, menacing figure of the mask. Listen.
So, you thought that it was Mr. Kent. Mr. Clark Kent. Of the Daily Planet.
Yeah, but who are you? You don't sound like a railroad detective.
No, you're right. I'm not a detective.
What are you doing here? You're looking at me like that.
Where are the jewels?
What?
Now, don't fool with me, boy. Don't cry out and don't make a sound. Where are the jewels?
What do you want them for? Who are you?
So, then they are here. And as for who I am, I will tell you. The Yellow Mask.
Yellow Mask?
Keep quiet. And you there in the corner, if I hear one sound out of you.
Yes, sir.
Now then, boy, hand them over at once.
What, Jules? I don't know what you're talking about.
Too late. You know what I'm talking about. The jewels are here in this compartment. Give them to me. Be quick.
You can't frighten me. If you think the jewels are here, go ahead and find them.
Give me the jewels.
Go ahead and find them.
Now, don't trifle with me. Quick, give me that package of jewels.
All I have to say is you better be out of here before Clark Kent comes back.
Clark Kent, eh? Well, nothing would please me better than to meet him face to face. I have a little score to settle with Clark Kent.
He's not afraid of you.
Now, stop the chatter and hand over that package of jewels.
Not much.
Yes, you will. For the last time, boy.
Keep away. Don't you touch me. Don't you dare. You lay a hand on me, I'll yell my head off.
Yell once, boy, just once, and you'll never yell again.
Oh, Lord.
Now keep quiet, Porter.
You don't dare hurt me.
No, you think not. Come here, you.
Well, now,
maybe you're right.
I knew you wouldn't dare.
There's a better way, much better. You're a very brave boy. Too brave to be frightened. I don't think that I could make you tell me where the jewels are if you didn't want them. But you will want them.
That's what you think.
I say yes. And why? Because, besides being brave, you are also loyal. Loyal to your friends.
What do you mean?
You would not wish them to come to harm. Especially your friend, Clark Kent. You see?
You're just trying to mix me up. Better get out of here pretty quick, too, because Mr. Kent will be back soon.
I hope not, Jimmy. For your sake and his sake both.
His sake? What are you talking about?
Now listen to me. Just outside this compartment, waiting in the vestibule, is a man named Paul. You know Paul?
No.
Too bad. A pity. He's very faithful. Always does exactly what I tell him. And this time, I told him that if Mr. Clark Kent returned while I was still in this room to take care of Mr. Kent with a knife.
He wouldn't do it. He couldn't.
Mr. Kent walks into that vestibule before you and I have finished our talk. Are you listening?
No. No.
He will never walk anywhere again. Never. Now.
Stop him. Don't let him.
Where are the jewels?
Wait, here they are. Right here in this package. Take them. Take them quick and go.
Thank you, Jimmy. You are a very smart boy. And now I'll leave you. I see the train is slowing down for a station. How very convenient.
Yes, my friend, isn't it? So convenient for me. Don't move. Don't turn around. I have a gun here. It's small, good.
She has, too. She's not lying.
Give me that package, my friend. It was never yours, you know.
No, I won't give it up.
All right. One little pull of this trigger.
No. No, no, here, take it.
Thank you.
You she-devil.
I'm going now, but before I leave, I'll just make sure that you stay.
What? You hit him over the head with your gun.
Lordy, Lordy.
Oh, he sounds like a light. He's dead. Porter, what do we do?
Train, just pulling into a station. Thank heavens. I only hope nothing's happened to Jimmy. Ah, and there's our car. Now down, down. I'll swoop down and hang onto the side of the car and force open one of the doors to the vestibule. Quick, before it stops. Down, down.
There. Almost in.
There we are. Now to get it closed again. And now for Jimmy.
Oh, this way, quick!
That voice. It's the mask.
Look, let go!
That's Jimmy in the compartment. Back to Clark Kent, fast. Jimmy! Jimmy, I'm coming!
Mr. Kent, are you hurt? Did he get you?
Did who get me?
The yellow mask. He was in here. Looked at the platform. He jumped right through the open window when the rain stopped.
Well, how did he get in here? Jimmy, where is he? Got to catch him.
Oh, no, wait till I tell you. He came after the jewels and I came the package.
Jimmy, why did
wait till I tell you. And just as he was going out, that girl came. She had a gun and she took the package right away from him.
What?
Then she hit him over the head with a gun. Knocked him goofy.
What? The girl knocked out the yellow mask?
Yeah, and when the train stopped, he jumped up and dove out the window.
Quick, Jimmy. Which way did the girl go?
I don't know, but the mask's after her.
Right, Scott. We're moving away from the station.
Mr. Kent, wait.
Wait, nothing. Those jewels are stolen. We've got to catch her.
No, you don't. Wait till I tell you, Mr. Kent. Look.
Great Scott, the jewels.
See, Mr. Kent, she didn't get them after all. And neither did the mask. I had them right in my pocket all the time. Wasn't that pretty smart?
What? You did... Jimmy. Boy, I'm proud of you.
All they got was the package, Mr. Kent. Wrapped up nice. Just the way it came through the window. I thought I'd better be prepared for something like what happened, so I just put the jewels right in my pocket the minute you left the car. Say, I wonder what the mask and the girl will do when they find out.
That's her car up ahead. Faster, Paul.
We'll get it, boss.
Clever, I'll say that for her. But she won't live long enough to profit by it.
She's turning up a back road. Maybe she thinks she'll lose us.
Catching up. Look, Paul. Look. She's stopping.
Yeah. Maybe something wrong with the car. Careful, boss. She's tricky.
People trick me only once, Paul. She won't do it again.
Look. She's standing right there on the road. Look. See her in the headlight?
Stop. Stop. Pull up. Let me have your gun, Paul. No need to go any further. Stand right where you are.
Why, certainly.
You fooled me very cleverly before, back there in the train. But not now, I think.
No, not now, my friend. Are you looking for something?
I think you know what I'm looking for. Hand over that package.
Package? Certainly. Here, catch it.
You gave me a chase, but I've got them now. Congratulations, miss, on having done your best.
Yes, but my best and your best, too, was not quite good enough.
What do you mean?
Why do you think I stopped?
You realized you were caught? What else?
Oh, no. I stopped because I found out what's in that package. Maybe it'll stop you, too. Open it.
Empty. What have you done with the jewels?
What have I done with them? Ask your friends. Ask that young man from the newspaper. Or even better, ask that smart little boy.
You're trying to fool me again. You've got them in your car.
If that's so, why do you think I stopped? My car's plenty fast. Do you think I stopped to chat? No, my friend. I stopped because I found out. And because I wanted you to find out, too.
I see. At the moment, we score another for my friend, Mr. Clark Kent.
Oh, Clark Kent. I'll remember that. I don't think I like Mr. Kent.
Nor I. He has interfered with me before.
This is the first time I've met him, but it won't be the last.
You're a very clever girl. I said so before. And I think that we both have the same goal.
Go on.
I don't make bargains. But this time, I'm going to break my rule. You give me your help against Clark Kent. Help me get the crown jewels.
Yes.
And when we do get them, I give you half. Well?
How do I know you'll do what you say?
Jewels are nothing to me. They're merely a means to an end. But Clark Kent, this time he must not stand in my way. Well? What do you say?
I say yes. We'll work together. And now come. I have a plan already. While the train is still on the way to the city...
Paul, bring up the car.
Listen. This Clark Kent doesn't know who he's up against now, but he'll learn. Oh, yes, he certainly will learn. Come, my friend. Come along while I tell you how.
The streamlined Thunderbolt roars on its way toward the distant city, while Jimmy and Kent congratulate themselves on their luck and Jimmy's resourcefulness. But already a new and sinister combination is forming to work swiftly for the recovery of the jewels. What plan has the mysterious girl in mind? What strange power will she use to further the designs of the Yellow Mask? Don't miss the next exciting installment. Tune in next time and follow the story with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.